John the Baptist would have made a terrible parish priest. All that yelling from the pulpit, "You are just a pile of snakes." Doesn't that just make you want to just get up and go? Happiness and joy. Well, prophets like John are a unique group. They hold a special place in our world, but we rarely like to invite prophets to our dinner parties. We admire them, usually after they have died, but we hold them at arm's length because the prophet's message tends to make us uncomfortable. But Advent belongs to the prophets, especially to John the Baptist. We have him twice, last week and this week in Advent, so it's worth wondering about just what John has to say to us, even as we here are anticipating the birth of the child who will save the world. John, in this scene from the Luke's Gospel, is not making way for a tiny baby. John doesn't know about the manger, the shepherds, and the angels. He doesn't know about the wise men. John is preaching many, many years after Jesus was born. His prophetic task is to prepare the way for the Messiah, the one that God is sending to restore justice to the people. But in John's world, this meant that God would make all things right by handing out judgment and wrath. The water that John used for baptism would cleanse people from their sins every time they were baptized. The people would come to be baptized over and over and over again. But the Messiah would baptize with fire and the Spirit, separating those who had repented from those who had not. "If we repent," John said, "God will let us start over. But if we don't repent, then all chance of salvation is lost." That's where John is coming from today. But what does John have to say to us? I found several things, and I picked out three of them. First, courage. It takes a lot of courage to be the one to speak out and say something important to others who might not love hearing what you have to say. If you feel that what you have to say to the world is righteous and truth and of God, and if it's important, say it. But it takes courage. The world, your friends, your family don't always want to hear the truth. Being brave is hard. Secondly, I think in the midst of John's urging us to repentance is some good advice. The word repentance means to turn around. Just turn around. Turn around from the path that you're on. Take a look at what you're doing. Turn around if you have lost your way and your priorities. Trace your steps back to the beginning. Turn around from your ego and your temptations and the voices that are calling you into trouble and start over new. "What then should we do?" the crowd asks John over and over again in their deep desire to prove that they have moved away from sinning. And John answers them by telling them to stay in their chosen vocation. He doesn't tell them to change everything. He says, "Stay where you are, but do things right." He gives the basic advice that most of us learned in kindergarten or are learning in kindergarten right now. He says, "Share. Don't be greedy. Don't bully others." That's good advice. You cannot save the world, but you can do good work in your own world. You can be as honest and compassionate and as generous as you can. And it's like dropping a pebble into a pond. Your actions cause ripples They go out and out and out from the pond, ripples of generosity and mercy out from your own life. At Calvary, the response to the invitation to give to Joy and to Project Legacy and to ring bells for the Salvation Army and to help feed our neighbors at Community Food Response and Dorothy Day House has been overwhelming. Overwhelming. Your compassion and your generosity may not have felt like turning around, like repentance. Maybe for some of you it was. I don't know. But I think it is. When we turn around as a community and look to what is basic and necessary to our mission for our neighbors, turning around. What we know is that by your generosity, we're brightening the days and the season for so many people, young and old, in our neighborhood. Share. Be generous. Don't ask for more than you need, and don't bully. Small steps with big consequences. It's good advice from John the Baptist. The third thing that I noticed about John the Baptist today, and this was a surprise to me and maybe to some of you, but I realized that right at this moment in his life, even though we know from Scripture, we think that John and Jesus were some kind of cousins, right here, as John is preaching, John has never met Jesus. What he could not know at that point is that Jesus did not come to the world to make sinners pay for their sins. He didn't come to divide those who had repented from those who had not. Jesus came from God to mend a world that feels wounded beyond repair. Jesus came from God to be part of the real world that we all actually live in, and to work through the Spirit and to work through us to make the world, make our own small worlds, and make our relationships whole again. Perhaps repentance, the true turning around of our lives, is being willing to hear and receive God's invitation to gather up all that we have been, all that we are, and all that we can be, to hear God and to trust how beautiful God believes that we are. Amen.